nolan@bbc.co.uk is the email if you want to get in touch with a story, which is what Raymond did. Good morning to you, Raymond.
Hello.
I read your email and I couldn't believe it. You had your Range Rover stolen at the weekend from your driveway. What happened?
Yeah, well, it was Thursday morning, the early hours of Thursday morning. I got up to go to work at about 7:15, and when I went out to the driveway, it was gone. So we had CCTV at the house. I sent you in the footage, so you can see they were able to steal the car in about 10-15 seconds without the keys.
But they were there at your house, because we put this footage up on our Facebook page at Real Stephen Nolan, or you can look at my own Vinnie Hurl, and they were there for around 8 or 9 minutes, is that right? Having a look around your house, they set off the security sensor light. Yeah. I guess they were casing out the place.
Yeah, they walked along, sort of along the back of the house, round the car, sort of walked about longer than it actually took them to steal the car with some sort of a gadget that they seemed to point towards the house, which, you know, the keys were in my pocket upstairs in the bedroom, so they seemed to have taken a signal from the keys somehow, able to open the car, start the car, drive it away, and there was a Category 6 tracker on it as well, which they managed to block or immobilize somehow.
So just to be clear, when we talk about breaking into your car, they didn't actually force their way in to your car or the house. The keys were in your pocket upstairs in the house, and using, this is the keyless entry, so you have a key in your hand, in your bag, in your pocket, approach the car, and the car senses it and lets you in and lets you drive off.
That's it.
So how did they do it? How, without actually having that, what were they able to do to trick the system?
Well, I had never seen or heard of anything like this before. Sort of after it happens to you, you know, do a bit of a search online, and you can see this thing has been happening for probably a few years over in England. It seems to be called relay theft, where they're using some sort of a device to boost a signal from your key, to make the car believe that the key is close by the car, and then they're able to open it, start it, and drive away. But on top of that, I suppose there must be something else that they did to disable the tracking system on the vehicle too.
Yeah, because as well as them walking around the house, you can see them hold up some kind of wire thing. They're obviously using the bounce or relay, some kind of signal that then opens the car and lets them drive off. Can I ask, because from the footage, it looks like a fairly expensive car. What did you pay for it?
It was $62,500.
62 grand, and when they did what they did, they were away within seconds.
Yeah, I only had it for 5 months.
So you had a bit of a shock. You didn't notice until the next day when you got up and were going to work, I assume?
Yeah, well, the first thing I did, you have with the tracking system, you have an app on your phone, so I hit it straight away, which takes you through to a sort of emergency line with Land Rover. The last hit they had on it was at about 3:49, so about 10-15 minutes after it drove out of my driveway, the tracker was disabled.
So they knew what they were doing?
Yeah, it seemed to be professional thieves.
Yeah, the PSNI sent us a statement. This was in the Donaghcloney area on Thursday, the 4th of July. And this can be kind of vaguely seen in your CCTV footage, which we put up online, that they arrive in another Jeep, which they believe was also stolen in the middle of the night, and they were able to do this within minutes.
Yeah, that was another Jeep that was stolen. We believe in a similar way. The people had the keys in the house. They were currently out of the house, but that vehicle was stolen on the same night, and the police believe that's what they came came to my house in.
Yeah. Also with us this morning, in the head of roads policy at the AA, Jack Cousins. Good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning.
Now, we mentioned this is a very top-of-the-range car, a lot of money, but this isn't. It's not just the high-end motors that this keyless risk theft, you know, occurs in. You've got the likes of Fiestas, VW Golfs, Nissan Qashqais, you know, it's other cars as well.
Yes, it is. Keyless entry is becoming far more popular across the whole spectrum of cars. And it's there for convenience where, you know, if you're carrying something heavy, you don't want to try and drop that thing while you're fumbling for your keys in your back pocket. So it's there primarily for a sort of ease of access, but it does have this added extra issue with relay theft, which has been brilliantly described by the caller there, which is where they're using essentially two boxes that are bouncing the radio signal. There's a box that they put next to the house, and that's bouncing the signal from the key off to that, and then that's bouncing it onto another box next to the car, which is then giving it that the car, the false reading of, oh, the key's right next to me, therefore I can unlock and I can be started.
It's incredible. Like, it's obviously very clever. It's quite sophisticated technology. Where do people stand when it comes to their insurance policy? And maybe I should be asking you that, Raymond. When you contacted your insurance, did they say, right, fair enough, we're going to pay up?
Well, the first thing they said to me was, did you lock your car last night? I was, yes. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. How sure are you? I'm 100% sure. And luckily enough, I've had the CCTV footage that I've been able to forward to them.
And I wonder where you would be, what position you would be in if you didn't have that footage, because not everyone has cameras around their house pointing at their car.
Well, that's the worry. Now, thankfully, they come back to me on Monday to say, after viewing the footage, they're now satisfied that it's a legitimate claim.
And will they give you the value of the car? How does that work?
I don't know yet. I'm still waiting to find out.
Jack, if companies are aware that this happens, that this is a problem, why can't they fix it? Is there a workaround?
There is a very simple workaround that people can do. So you can buy something called a RFID pouch, RFID, and basically it's a leather wallet that you put your keys in, but in between the leather is a set of sort of wires and mesh, and that stops the radio signal from the keys being bounced off. If you can't do that, putting your keys in a metal tin or something like that just will stop those radio signals being able to be bounced off a relay box like this. The other thing, of course, that we need to do is to stop people being able to buy these relay devices. If you know the right places, you can find and buy these particular things.
Are those things, are they illegal themselves to have them? Is there another reason, a valid reason, that you might have one of them?
There are some reasons why you could have them. So, for example, if you're boosting some radio signals, you can have them for that reason, but they're very limited in what they can be used. But what we've got to do is stop them getting into the wrong hands. And as we've seen with Raymond's situation here, these cars, particularly the kind of car that Raymond had, that's stolen to order. Somebody has deliberately said, I want that type of vehicle. They've identified it and they've deliberately targeted it.
If you buy something like that, maybe this is just me being naive, but if you buy quite a high-end car, surely there would be procedures, I'm thinking of chassis numbers and things in place that would make it difficult to own and tax and insure a stolen car.
Yes, there will be, but ultimately I don't think that vehicle will be staying in Northern Ireland for particularly long. That will be shipped somewhere completely differently, and wherever it ends up in the world, we're not quite sure. It could end up in Africa, it could end up in the Far East, for all we know. But as I said, something like that is, by and large, is targeted. Somebody wants that type of vehicle, doesn't want to pay the full purchase price, so is deliberately saying, go and get me that car, I don't care how it comes by me.
Jack Cousins from the AA, thank you. And Raymond, thank you as well. Raymond, before you go, have you replaced the car?
No. I have to wait to see what the insurance company comes back with.
Will you go for another keyless entry car?
No.
All right. Raymond, thank you very much. Nolan@bbc.co.uk is the email. Again, if you've got a story for the programme,